Week 2, Thursday, Lauds. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. To Our Lady. The day before the dawn came on the earth, you had to choose to bring the world its light. What were you thinking at that awesome sight that greeted you and told you of the birth you knew God close to you? Yet from your dearth of understanding, you chose what was right and kept the world from everlasting night. By choosing to submit, you proved your worth. You teach us that we need not know, that we are always ignorant and make our choice in blindness of the consequence. Then how can we discover what we should do now? Submit, in hope that later we'll rejoice. It is the unknown truth that sets us free. Sing out your joy to God, our strength. Psalm 81. Sing to God our strength at the top of your voice. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Let us have a song, beat on the tambourines, and tune up your harps and lutes. Blow trumpets to greet the new moon, and the full moon, too, our solemn festival, because this is a law for Israel, a command from the God of Jacob. He gave orders for this to Joseph when he passed through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I could not understand. I took the burden off your shoulder and freed your hands from the load. You called me in your agony, and I set you free. I answered you, hidden in the thundercloud, and tested you at the waters of Meribah. Listen to me, my people, and I will give you warning. Israel, you must pay attention. There are to be no foreign gods among you. You are not to worship any god of any other nation, because I, Yahweh, am your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt's land. Then open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to what I said, and Israel would have nothing to do with me. And so I let them follow their stubborn hearts to walk wherever they chose. If only my people would listen to me and walk the path I laid out for them, then I would put down their enemies and turn my hand against their antagonists. Yes, those who hate Yahweh would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. And I would feed Israel with the finest of wheat, and I would give them their fill of honey from a rock. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Sing out your joy to God, our strength. The Master has done wonders for us. We must let the whole world know. Song, Isaiah 12, 1-6. Master, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. But your anger turned aside, and you gave me comfort. Yes, my rescue came from God, and so I will put my trust in him and not be afraid, because Yah, our Master, is my strength and my song, and has made himself my Savior. And so you will draw your water joyfully from the wells out of which your rescue gushes. And on that day you will say, Praise Yahweh, call on his name, tell what he has done to every people, and remind them how holy his name is. Sing to Yahweh, because he has done magnificent deeds, till this is known over all the earth. Yes, shout it out, inhabitants of Zion, because the great Holy One of Israel lives among you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master has done wonders for us. We must let the whole world know. Let us joyfully praise the Master, our God. Psalm 147. Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! Because it is good to sing praises to our God. It is a pleasure to do it, and praise is a beautiful thing. Because Yahweh is rebuilding Jerusalem and gathering Israel's exiles. He is healing those with broken hearts and bandaging their wounds. He is the one who knows how many stars there are. He gives a name to every one. Yes, our Master Yahweh is great and has immense power, and his knowledge is infinite. Yahweh elevates little people and drives immoral ones down into dirt. Sing to Yahweh with gratitude. Accompany your song with a harp and chant praise to our God, who covers the sky with clouds and fills them with rain for the ground, who makes grass grow on the mountains and gives the animals what they need to eat, even the little ravens that cry to him. He finds no pleasure in the brawn of horses and does not wax emotional about the muscles of his warriors. Yahweh enjoys those who hold him in reverence and those who put hope in his mercy. Praise Yahweh, Jerusalem. Sing praise to your God, Zion. He has made the bars in your gates strong and has sent blessings on your children within you. He has brought peace to your frontiers and filled you with the finest of wheat. He issues his orders to the earth and his dispatches delivered immediately. He sends down snow like wool and strews the frost around like ashes. He rains down crumbs of hail and no one can endure his chill. But then he gives his word and melts it all. He makes his wind blow and the water flows again. And he has had speech with Jacob and given rules and regulations to Israel. He has not acted this way with any other nation. No one else knows what his orders are. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is magnificent and deserves praise in our God's city. Reading, Romans 14, 17 to 19. God's kingdom isn't a matter of food and drink. It is virtue, peace, and happiness in the Holy Spirit. And if a person acts in this way, as the prince's slave, he will be acceptable to God and have a good name among men. So we should be looking for what brings peace and is constructive for each other. It is in the morning's early hours that I think of you, Master. It is in the morning's early hours that I think of you, Master. But you are always there to help me, so I think of you, Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is in the morning's early hours that I think of you, Master. Please give your people knowledge of your rescue, Master, and forgive our sins. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please give your people knowledge of your rescue, Master, and forgive our sins. Blessed be our Father God, who protects his children and never disdains their prayers. Let us humbly beg him, please enlighten us, Master. Thank you, Master, for enlightening us through your Son. Please fill us with his light throughout the day. Please enlighten us, Master. May your wisdom lead us on today, Master, so that we can walk about in the newness of our lives. Please enlighten us, Master. Please help us bear hardships with courage for your name's sake, and also help us be generous in serving you. Please enlighten us, Master. Please direct our thoughts, feelings, and actions today, and help us follow your providential guidance. Please enlighten us, Master. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Please enlighten us, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please, do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Master, true light and source of all light, please listen to our morning prayer, turn our thoughts to what is holy, and help us always live in the light of your love. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.